Hello.
Hello, could I speak to Stefan?
Yes, this is he.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mario, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion, okay?
Okay, how long is this?
Just take a couple minutes to.
Because I'm in the middle of practice right now.
Okay. I'll be
If
fast as I
it's
can.
short, I can do it, but if it's longer, can I get a call back or no?
It all depends how far we get, but I'll do it as fast as I can, okay? And I appreciate your time. I am speaking with Esteban Reina, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to continue? We have the ability to complete this interview in Spanish or English. Would you prefer completing it in English or Spanish?
English.
English. Okay, thank you. Out of all the personal calls that you've received, do you get almost all the calls on your cell phone, some of cell on a cell phone or some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All of them are on a cell phone.
On cell phone. Okay, thank you. Next question. Just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
83.
Okay, thank you. Next question. What is your main racial ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
You mean high school
Yes, sir.
or education-wise?
Education-wise, all together, last year you completed.
2 years in college.
Okay, bachelor's, correct?
No, that would be an associate's.
Oh, a two-year college degree. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about this nationally. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing? If approve, disapprove, and would you say you strongly approve or disapprove or just somewhat disapprove or approve?
Disapprove.
Disapprove, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
In the middle, I guess you could say disapprove.
Okay, and well, out of the questions given, answer somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Next question. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Are Republican.
Okay. Definitely Republican, probably Republican or lean Republican.
100% Republican.
Okay. Definitely Republican, would you say? Okay. Thank you, sir. And now I would like to read some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First and next one would be Myra Flores. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Heard
favorable.
Of? Okay, favorable, somewhat, or very?
Somewhat very favorable.
Okay. Next one, Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat favorable. Somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable somewhat or very?
Very.
Very. Okay. Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Next, Alejandro Mayorkas.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay, thank you. Vicente Gonzalez.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next question. Moving on, which one of the following issues is more important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Healthcare, education, border security, fentanyl, drug addiction, taxes, climate change, jobs and economy, crime and public safety, national security and foreign affairs, inflation and the cost of living, abortion.
Jeez, I would say all the above.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it was only letting me choose one. Which one do you have more?
I would go with the inflation.
Inflation. Okay. Okay. Thinking ahead to the November election, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials?
10.
10. Okay. In the election for president, if the elections for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Trump.
Okay. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Myra Flores.
Okay. And would you definitely vote for Myra Harris or just probably for choice?
I'm sorry, what was that?
If you choose Myra Flores, would you definitely vote for Myra Flores or just probably for Myra Flores?
The same person, you mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If she was the only one on the candidate, I would still pick her.
Okay, so that would be definitely Flores, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, I would like to read a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress.